You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, Hamilton's alternative.
Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk welcomes you back to another episode of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was So What by the Miles Davis Quartet from the 1959 hit album Kind of Blue. That will be the album that is playing alongside us tonight on this show, along with some other special musical guests, such as Louis Prima, and a new special upcoming young jazz artist who has plenty of other interpretive tracks that we'll take a look at. Of course, we also have comedy coming up. The infamous Jeremy Hotz joins us later on in the program. And this week, our quiz show returns, Questions Per Chance, where one lucky player will get the chance to win up to $1,000, but we'll see what happens in just a little bit. Hey, I heard this story the other week, and I think you guys might enjoy it, so I'll tell it for you now. And it's an older one, so it takes place even older than that, but I think we'll still get a kick out of it. You see, there was this an English lady who was visiting Switzerland, and she was looking for a room to stay in, of course, and she asked the schoolmaster if he could recommend any to her. And he took her to see several rooms, and when everything was settled, the lady returned to her home to make the final preparations to move. When she arrived home, the thought suddenly occurred to her that she had not seen a WC, a water closet, another word for a bathroom. That English proverbials, around the place. So she immediately wrote to the headmaster asking him if there were a WC around. And the schoolmaster was a very poor student of English, since he was Swiss, so he couldn't figure it out. So he asked the priest if he could help in the matter. Together, they tried to discover the meaning of the letters WC. And the only solution they could find for the letters was Wayside Chapel. The schoolmaster then wrote to the English lady the following note. Dear Madam, I take great pleasure in informing you that the WC is situated 9 miles from the house you occupy, in the center of a beautiful grove of pine trees surrounded by lovely grounds. It is capable of holding 229 people, and it is open on Sunday and Thursday only. As there are a great number of people, and they are expected during the summer months, I would suggest that you come early, although there is plenty of standing room as a rule. You will no doubt be glad to hear that a good number of people bring their lunch and make a day of it, while others who can afford to go by car arrive just in time. I would especially recommend that your ladyship go on Thursday when there is a musical accompaniment. It may interest you to know that my daughter was married in the WC, and it was there that she met her husband. I can remember the rush there was for seats. There are 10 people to a seat, ordinarily occupied by one. It was wonderful to see the expression on their faces. The newest attraction is a bell donated by a wealthy resident of the district. It rings every time a person enters. A bazaar is to be held to provide plush seats for all the people, since they feel it is a long-felt need. My wife is rather delicate, so she can't attend regularly. I shall be delighted to reserve the best seat for you, if you wish. For the children, there's a special time and place so that they will not disturb the elders. Hoping to have been of service to you. That is the WC. Sincerely, the schoolmaster. And believe it or not, that was the joke that got Jack Parr, the host of The Tonight Show before Johnny Carson, kicked off the air. So there you are. How far we've come in just a few decades. Anyhow, a big show for you tonight. Comedy, Jeremy Hotz, music, Louis Prima, and our game show coming up. But first, here is Miles Davis Quartet with Blue in Green. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Miles Davis's and Bill Evans' Blue in Green from the famous album Kind of Blue, featuring Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb. An incredible song and one of only two ballads on the album. It was recognized as one of the last points in which Davis played that modal tune. He deemed staying stylistically static was not a good option for an artist, which I think has a lot of merit in that. And you'll notice I mentioned it was written by Davis and Bill Evans, and that is because there are some discussions about whether one wrote it or the other wrote it. Both claim to have written it themselves, but there are some known instances of Bill Evans playing tunes reminiscent of Blue and Green prior to its recording. So nowadays it's credited as both, but either way, we are all happy to have such a lovely song. And speaking of lovely songs and mixed up artists, we have one for you here. This is an artist who goes by the name Toad Pipe. Toad Pipe on Bandcamp, and you can buy his music. He does a lot of experimental stuff, but the kind of tune we'll be playing for you today is Blue in Holland, which is the title track from the first album, and it's the start of a journey. His albums are episodic, and they tell a story when you listen to them all together. You can check out his work through a link I'll post on my social media after the show on Facebook and Instagram, Johnny.Athens and Johnny Athens Entertainment. So without further ado, here is Blue in Holland by Toad Pipe on 101.5 The Hawk. The Hawk. That was Blue in Holland by Toad Pipe, an indie artist I discovered on Bandcamp that has been producing some wonderful tunes. It's not the typical kind of stuff you play during dinner or perhaps while driving through the rain, but it is interesting, and there is a certain time to listen to it. It's just kind of hard to describe how or when. That is the start of the album, his first one, Blue in Holland. It goes on to tell a story about a fugitive who is fleeing the police in France and hides in the sewers, and another one in which, while he's in the sewers, he runs into quite a few bugs. So it's a narrative, as well as a wonderful tune. It's not typical to what we usually play, but it's still wonderful. Next up, we have Louis Prima, the famous 50s jazz swinger who blended that jazz style of big band with Italian pop. Here we have Louis Prima with Sing, Sing, Sing. The Hawk, that was Louis Prima with Sing, 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 that jazz standard composed by Glenn Miller. Now we come over to Questions Per Chance, where this week we have our featured guest, Cole Mertland. Hello, Cole Mertland.
Hey! Glad to be here, Johnny.
A pleasure to have you. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I sit in my basement alone about every single day and wish I had a better life. How about yourself, Johnny?
Well, at least you're making something of it. It's good to see you in good spirits. Are you in school at all?
A little bit. Here and there. You know how it goes.
Here and there. That's how it goes. And why don't we see how you go at questions per chance? What do you say?
I am ready as I can be, Johnny.
And do you know how to play the game?
You ask a question, I answer, and beyond that, it's over my head.
Well, that's about all you need to know. And, of course, you'll be asked 4 questions, each going up in increments. The first 10, second $50, third $100, and the fourth $500. And then you'll have the chance, if you make it to 4, to play double or nothing. And per chance, you'll have perhaps $1,000 by the end of the show. So we'll see. How do you feel?
I feel like I might be able to make a payment on my past due credit card, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. Pay away, pay away. And here are the categories. I'll give you 3, and you choose which one you would like to play for. Number 1 is female Hebrew literature. 2, history of block-based video games. Or 3, different types of fish found in Lake Athabasca in 1984.
Jesus, that's hard, Johnny. I think I'm going to go with the Jewish literature.
Are you sure you do not want to go for perhaps the blocky-based video games?
No. My stepbrother's half Jewish, so I think I got this one.
Well, I do implore you to perhaps try the blocky-based video game.
All right, let's go for the blocky video game.
It is just so happens that you chose the one category of the 3 our writers decided to write for. Wonderful work. Great choice on the blocky-based video games. So, here we go. Your first question, $10. Are you ready?
Born ready.
Now, this game, the infamous quattro block game of Tetris, debuted when?
I was probably about, I don't think I was even born yet. Can I call
either
a friend, or how's this game show work?
Oh, there are no phonings of friends. And by the sounds of it in your basement, I doubt you have any to call.
I'm going to take a wild guess here, Johnny.
Shoot.
June 6, 1984.
A guess it was, and correct it is. Wonderful work, Cole Mertland. $10 riding on a guess.
Woo!
You did that one, no problem, no breeze. Number 2, for $50. What is the name of the developers of the beloved blocky game of Roblox?
Roblox, that's where they go, you know what I'm saying? Jesus, Johnny. Roblox, they make the game. I'm going to say Roblox.
The Roblox?
Roblox. The Roblox, Roblox Inc. Roblox Corporation. Final answer.
Now, what made you decide on corporation? I noticed, you were testing incorporated or...
I just feel like it's a little more structured. You know, that's more than a one-man operation. So I thought I'd go with that one.
That's a good point. And structure, what more do you have in a blocky game like Roblox than structure? And corporation is correct. The Roblox Corporation.
Woo!
You have $50 so far, good sir. Congratulations. Now, are you ready for question 3?
Born ready, Johnny. Give it to me.
The renowned world of mining and crafting apparently took only how many days to create? Reminiscent of a certain biblical sort.
Mining, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Are we counting the Sabbath, or what's going on this one?
I'm thinking he got the weekends off in making this game.
Weekends off. I'm going to say six days, Johnny.
Six days?
Yep, absolutely.
6 days to release an alpha version?
Alpha version. Yes, please. That's what I'm going for.
Five letters.
That's a bottle of vodka on the line.
Five letters in alpha, 6 days to make is correct. Wonderful work.
Woo!
You now have $100 to your name. And now, question four, up to $500. And if you get this question correct, you can win up to $1,000 in Double or Nothing.
Pressure's on.
Question four. This game was originally going to be titled Cave Game, but is now called this.
Cave Game. I've played a few cave games. I've got lost in a few. Cave Game. The only cave game I think of, that'd be Minecraft, Johnny. My final answer, locking it in. Minecraft for the $1,000.
For $500.
Yep, sure. Whatever
it is. Minecraft, the cave game. Which this year does appropriately have a big cave update, so I hear.
Oh.
And Minecraft is correct. You have $500.
Hey.
Hey, indeed. And now, would you like to take that $500? And you can walk away, or you may get $1,000 if you play Double or Nothing.
Listen, Johnny, does a one-legged duck swim in a tight circle? Yes, it does. Let's go for the $1,000, baby. Come on, up top.
$1,000 we shall go to then. Now, as you know, Double or Nothing is chosen from a completely random category on our wheel of chance, that is. So we shall spin the wheel of topics and see what we land on.
Fantastic.
And this week, we have The Life of Humbert Fugazi.
Now, I've heard of him.
You've heard of Mr. Fugazi?
Seen him in a few movies, that's for sure.
You've seen him. Well, did you know this is your question? The stadium named after him, Fugazi Bowl, housed 12,000 seats for this sport.
Fugazi. Somewhere in Europe. Sounds like a fine gentleman. I'm going to go with cricket. Final answer. Cricket.
A cricket stadium from Humbert Fugazi?
Cricket stadium. What else would Mr. Fugazi be doing? That's the situation.
What makes you think cricket is a Fugazi sport?
You know, like I said, it sounds like it's a little European. Sounds like an upstanding man. Cricket's a game of class. So that's what I'm going with here, Johnny.
A game of class indeed, but unfortunately, your answer lacked all but class.
Oh.
In what was boxing, Humbert Fugazi, a boxing stadium, the Fugazi Bowl.
Jesus, that was my second guess for sure, Johnny. You best
that
believe
was, it. You know, what's second best classy game next to cricket is probably boxing. You're right.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good match of fisticuffs. But I'm sorry, Cole Mertland, but that's all. And, well, we thank you for playing.
Oh, no, thanks for having me on, Johnny. Had an excellent time tonight.
It was a pleasure. And you know what? We'll get one of the girls up front to bring you the goodie bag on your way out.
I would wish for nothing else, Johnny. Thank you very much for your hospitality. Have an excellent night.
Oh, you too, Cole Mertland. Take care. Well, that was Cole Mertland playing Questions Per Chance, and now I take you over to our comedy for this evening. Jeremy Hotz, the Canadian comedian who has been a headliner at Just for Laughs multiple times and was dubbed Performer of the Year for nearly 4 years in a row. This is Jeremy Hotz on 101.5 The Hawk.
I bought these pants here. They're bad pants. Quit staring at them. All right, I'll tell you the story. The gay guy at the Gap said, my ass looked good in them. And I'm not gay, but I was oddly flattered. So I bought the pants. He said, all the guys are wearing them now. I haven't seen one other guy in these pants. It's good to be back in Montreal, where it poured for 5 seconds today. I was crossing the street at the time. But that's Canada. You can't count on the weather, huh? I've been all across Canada. I went to Saskatchewan. Have you been there? Jeez. Oh, yeah. You seen it on the map? It's the one with the two straight lines. It's like at the end, someone went, okay, shut up. We'll put it in. Nothing in Saskatchewan. It's flat. You can see for miles. My buddy lives there, poor bastard. His wife left him. He saw her walking away for 5 days. Oh, I miss Canada. Americans have no clue about us either. You know that, right? They think we're nice. They think we like them. Yeah, they have a big spaceship. They spent all that money on a spaceship. We never bothered with any of that crap. We know what's up there. Stars. You can see it from the ground. But we capitalized on their spaceship, didn't they? Because they didn't think of putting an arm on it, did they? No, no. That's when they turned to Canada. You guys got an arm kicking around? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have. We built it a while ago. Just in case there was a giant beer bottle floating around space. Figured you guys might need an opener. I don't understand Canada. I don't understand the IGA. I didn't even know it was called IGA till yesterday. I thought it was IGA. I thought it was a French word. That meant good luck trying to find any crap in this place. What a weird store IGA is. Makes no sense. Hot dog buns, a bag of 12, $1.39. Hot dog buns with sesame seeds, a bag of 12, $1.39, same price. You know what that means? Sesame seeds cost absolutely nothing. And somewhere some idiot is farming them. In Saskatchewan. Life changes, though, huh? You gotta cope. You're just a kid. Look at you, huh? How old are you? 21, you lucky kid. Wait till you hit 40. Look at my pants. Look at the way my knees are bending. That's how bad these pants are. Nobody stands like this. You hit 40, that's when stuff changes. You don't run for the bus when you're 40. You go about halfway and go, oh, Christ, there's other buses. I'm 40. This is garbage. I'm taking a cab to the bus. You get old, man, you'll see you got to go to the doctor. You don't even go to the doctor, and it's free. You just laugh at the doctor. Not me and you. We go, man. We have to. Your whole body breaks up. Sometimes we go to the doctor, it's not even our guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's another guy filling in for him. I hate that guy. He's got a whole different agenda, doesn't he? I had a sore ankle. He wanted to check my prostate. Do you know what that is? You're just a kid. You've never even thought of that. Guess where God put it? It's pretty embarrassing, you know. Okay, I'll tell you what happened. First of all, during the exam, here's what happens. Rape. And secondly, your eyes do this. I don't know why that second thing happens. But at the end, nobody looks at anybody. The doctor's looking at the floor. I was looking at the wall, reading the certificates. That's when I realized there were no certificates on the wall. I'd somehow wandered into the gap again. Thanks a lot. I love you, Montreal. Thank you.
I blow through here, and the music goes down and round. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, and comes on here. Press the first valve down. And the music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out of here. Press the middle valve down. And the music goes down and round. Below, below, below. Oh, 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 listen to the jazz come out. The valve down, and the music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out of here, and it comes out of here, comes out of here.
Five, the Hawk. That was Louis Prima with "The Music Goes Round and Around and Comes Out Here," or something like that, I think. And that is also all the time we have for this week on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you once again. I want to give a special thanks to Marie Cassidy, Cole Mertland, Jeremy Hotz, the Miles Davis Quartet, Toad Pipe, and Louis Prima, all for joining us on this week's installment. I do hope that you'll stay in touch on social media, Facebook, Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram, johnny.athens. You can always stay up to date, check out what's going on, and just some other fun stuff that's always happening. So stay in tune, thank you for listening, and I do hope you'll join us back next week. This is the Miles Davis Quartet on 101.5 The Hawk. Take care, and bye-bye.